There is an engraving on the north wall, which is distinct because it despises people who were kidnapped from Africa and taken to America as slaves. Created by German artist Johann Moritz Rujandas in 1830, it shows the interior of a ship and the inhuman condition these people were transported in. At the time, more than 11 million people arrived from Africa as slaves. In Costa Rica, families could have up to 16 slaves, whose main tasks were domestic service, working on cattle ranches in the Pacific and cocoa plantations in the Caribbean, some as freemen and others as slavers. The price a slave was very high, and only the most powerful families in Cartago could afford them. The price increased if it was a woman, since she could have children who inherited her condition of slavery. From these women were born many of the mulatos, pardos, and zambos that populated the La Puebla de los Pardos in Cartago. Specialists in the subject have reported that a quarter of these people in slavery were children. Africans accompanied the first conquistadors, but their arrival increased at the beginning of the 17th century due to the lack of indigenous population for domestic service, cattle raising, agriculture, and plantation in Matina de Limón. Slavery was abolished in Central America in 1824. At that time, there were 68 people in that condition in Costa Rica.